Вы услышите беседу журналиста с представителем общественности. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста.
1. True.
Какие не соответствуют?
2. False.
И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа.
3. Not stated.
Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, I'm looking for John Stapleton.
That's me.
Oh, hi. My name's Janice Short. I'm a reporter with the Pennington Evening News. I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
About the council's plan to close the park?
That's right, yes.
Fantastic. We need all the publicity we can get.
So, who exactly is we?
Well, we're just a group of people who live round here, really. Most of us have kids. There's about 25 of us, I'd say, who are actively involved. We're calling ourselves the Friends of Fisher Park.
And what exactly do you hope to achieve, Mr. Stapleton?
It's very simple. We want to stop the council from destroying the park to build a block of flats.
You do accept, though, that we really do need some new, cheap accommodation in the town centre.
Oh, yes. We do recognise there's a problem and that land is in short supply. But to destroy the only green area for miles around, well, it's a disgrace. Kids can't play in the streets anymore, obviously. We've got to give them somewhere to be able to run around. The park's been that place for over 50 years, and we won't give it up without a fight.
Do you think you've got a chance of winning?
I do, yes. The people are all on our side, you know. We've got a letter which we're going to send to every councillor next week. It's got over 2,000 signatures on it.
But will the council listen to you?
Well, it's council elections in about 6 months. If they don't, I think they'll find that a lot of people don't vote for them. They're supposed to represent us, aren't they? If they don't, why should we vote for them?
Are you considering standing for a council position in the next election, then?
I haven't made my mind up yet, to be honest. It's a possibility, though.
So, you've got the letter. What happens next?
Well, the council meets on the 24th of this month to make a final decision. We'll all be at the meeting, of course. And I hope lots of other people will be too. The more people we can get there, the more pressure there'll be on the council to change its mind.
Well, good luck. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hello, I'm looking for John Stapleton.
That's me.
Oh, hi. My name's Janice Short. I'm a reporter with the Pennington Evening News. I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
About the council's plan to close the park?
That's right, yes.
Fantastic. We need all the publicity we can get.
So, who exactly is we?
Well, we're just a group of people who live round here, really. Most of us have kids. There's about 25 of us, I'd say, who are actively involved. We're calling ourselves the Friends of Fisher Park.
And what exactly do you hope to achieve, Mr. Stapleton?
It's very simple. We want to stop the council from destroying the park to build a block of flats.
You do accept, though, that we really do need some new, cheap accommodation in the town centre.
Oh, yes. We do recognise there's a problem and that land is in short supply. But to destroy the only green area for miles around, well, it's a disgrace. Kids can't play in the streets anymore, obviously. We've got to give them somewhere to be able to run around. The park's been that place for over 50 years, and we won't give it up without a fight.
Do you think you've got a chance of winning?
I do, yes. The people are all on our side, you know. We've got a letter which we're going to send to every councillor next week. It's got over 2,000 signatures on it.
But will the council listen to you?
Well, it's council elections in about 6 months. If they don't, I think they'll find that a lot of people don't vote for them. They're supposed to represent us, aren't they? If they don't, why should we vote for them?
Are you considering standing for a council position in the next election, then?
I haven't made my mind up yet, to be honest. It's a possibility, though.
So, you've got the letter. What happens next?
Well, the council meets on the 24th of this month to make a final decision. We'll all be at the meeting, of course. And I hope lots of other people will be too. The more people we can get there, the more pressure there'll be on the council to change its mind.
Well, good luck. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.